These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to episode 91 of the Qayshi Tapes, and I'm John Hewlett. There's the mighty Favaz.
Hello, John.
Today we're going to do a Favaz interview that he did with former Creed lead singer Scott Stapp.
Scott Stapp, interesting guy. I think the first time I interviewed him, and I remember this, John, I was in Gary Bennett's old studio in the Annex building. Mm-hmm. And it was the morning after an award show where Creed did very well, you know, and I can't remember.
Grammy?
I don't think it was the Grammys. I think
because they did win a Grammy for Arms Wide Open.
Yeah. It might have been American Music Awards. I'm not sure. And Scott Stapp was, you know, he was kind of groggy. Not that he could have been hungover. I'm not sure. But I remember that was the first time I interviewed him. And Creed was on top of the world then. They were just such a big band. And now this interview, which if I had to guess the year, and I don't have the year written down on it, was, after 2008, 2009, I'm not sure. And he had already left the band, I believe. And Creed only put out 3 records. That's the weirdest part about the whole thing. And they were a lot like Nickelback. They were looked at, hey, you know, because they had a lot of success early on. And people just kind of poo-pooed them, if you will.
Yeah.
Like they do Nickelback.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the critics just hated them.
Yeah.
They busted on the scene, had that first big album go really well for them. And then they got tons of airplay, and then people started hating on him.
Yeah, and people always would compare Scott Stapp to Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, that he would sing real low and all that. I mean, it was just, I don't know. Between you and I, they have one of our favorite songs, With Arms Wide Open.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a baritone voice, so he's he's going to be in lower register.
Right.
He's going to sing lower.
But,
I don't know. Some people just, whatever reason, they want to. Just want to be negative on things. I thought they put out some good rock songs, too.
I did, too.
You know?
I did,
Higher
too.
Is a great song. My Sacrifice.
Yes, yes. There are lots of good Creed songs. Yeah. And like I said, With Arms Wide Open was, I think, when my 16-year-old son was born, that song meant the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was basically when his son, which I think his name is Jagger. His son was born. We welcome you into the world with arms wide open. So it was cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And that song, as I mentioned, won a Grammy for them. Him and Mark Tremonti, I think, both were the writers on that.
So he's supporting a solo record, I think, on this interview. So we'll see what it has.
Hey, with me on the phone is Scott Stapp, who has not been on Qayshi, I bet you, since, Scott, I'm guessing maybe 98 or 97, something like that. It's been a long time, my friend.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. I'm anxious to get back, brother.
So Scott is talking to me today because of a couple things. First of all, you're doing an acoustic tour that will come to St. Louis and play at the Bottleneck Blues Bar at Ameristar on Thursday, April 7th. Now, Scott, the Creed songs were always very singable for dudes. I can only imagine that an acoustic show with you, the crowd must be louder than you, I would think, sometimes.
Yeah, man. They sing those songs at the top of their lungs, man, and it definitely is an amazing thing to hear. And it's just a humbling experience, to say the least.
So, Scott, for this acoustic tour, I mean, everybody's going to be expecting to hear some Creed songs, and you have an acoustic record, or you have a record coming out later this year or in 2012, a solo record?
No, so it was 2011.
2011.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, he always intimidated me, too. He has a violent nature about himself.
He does.
So,
when he was using, he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
maybe even
and
after,
I think
I don't
that's
know.
What caused it, you know?
This year. I'm in the process of figuring out that date right now with the record company, but I'm very excited about it. You know, it's a record I've been working on for about 4 years, and in hindsight, looking back at it, has really been just an autobiography of my journey through life, man, and the highs and lows over the last 4 years.
Right on.
Yeah, quite a few lows.
Yep.
I mean, I think you tried to commit suicide.
Think he did. I mean, highs and lows, it doesn't get any more descriptive than his life.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on top of the world. He was on the bottom of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do play this acoustic set, there will be plenty of Creed, correct?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I play the Creed tunes that the fans have come to know and appreciate, and my first solo record, and definitely some songs that'll be on my new record.
Right on.
I gotta get the fans' feedback on that.
We're talking to Scott Stapp of Creed, and Scott, let's see, Alter Bridge is doing their thing right now, and of course that features a couple of your bandmates in Creed, and what's the latest on Creed? I hear 2012 something, maybe, right?
Yeah, man, we've been talking about it, and it looks like late in 2012 we'll be putting out another record to follow up the record we put out.
They did put out a record then, didn't they? Yeah, I think I think there's four albums. There were three in a row. And
they
then,
did the three, and then they broke up.
Then there was a break, and then maybe a fourth one.
2009 called Full Circle.
Right, which had some really good stuff on that.
Well, Full Circle came out, they say, here in 2009. So is there was no new record, because if this interview was in 2011 and they were going to get it together at the end of 2012 and put out a record, they never did.
So there were only three total?
So there was four total.
Okay.
And Full Circle came out in 2009.
Okay.
So when you got back together for that record and that tour after being apart for so long, was it easy or was it a little weird at first?
You know, it was definitely weird.
Yeah.
We had all gone on separate paths and been through a lot of stuff during that run that Creed had. But, we just got straight to the music, man, and that's what it's all about. And that's one thing that we always did well within our relationship was write music and communicate through music. And it brought a lot of healing and enabled us to kind of get through some of the baggage of the past and put it out on a record and move forward.
And so everything is just cool now between everybody in the band?
You know, we definitely progressed.
That's a no.
He took a deep breath first, and then he answered that.
Yeah.
It's never going to be like it was, or at least not at this point, like it was in 1997, but we're definitely in a place where we enjoy making music together.
Okay, so that was the first segment of this interview. It's a two-part interview Favaz did with Scott Stapp. Let's get on to part two now.
To be in denial. And I definitely was there, even when I was watching myself act like an idiot on TV. And I feel for the guy. He's had to come to grips with something that nobody really wants to come to grips with, and that's the fact that they're an alcoholic, or they can't. They don't want to be different. You know,
who's he talking about here?
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
I wish for whatever reason that interview was clipped right there. I'm not sure.
Could be talking about himself.
I know I didn't want to be different than anybody else. I didn't want to, admit that I couldn't handle my alcohol and had addictive personality traits. And it's something that's hard to wrap your arms around and feel for the guy. But I also, don't know, if I know all the details and I don't really want to comment on anything except that, I hope that he gets the help that he needs. And sometimes you got to get humbled tremendously before you're willing to accept and surrender. And I know that definitely was the case for me.
I wonder if he was talking about Scott Weiland at the time.
Because maybe he did replace Scott Weiland in that one group.
No.
Didn't he?
Nope. You mean in Velvet Revolver?
No.
Stone Temple Pilots?
No, some other smaller group. I thought it was Scott Weiland. Maybe it was somebody else.
But he could be talking about him. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Briefly, Scott, and I don't mean to delve into your personal business, but when you started to get...
Don't punch me.
We were on the phone.
Clean. Did somebody, like...
Next time I see you.
Do an intervention on you? I mean, what made you finally decide, I need to straighten up?
Well, I tell you, there was an intervention done on me in 2005, but I tell you, 2 weeks after that was done and I went to a rehab facility, I called a limo to pick me up early and went and got a six pack of beer. I just wasn't ready. That's why I said sometimes, it's a process in which you've got to really be woken up and humbled and hopefully it won't take, what happened to me. It was essentially losing everything, in order for your eyes to open and really take a hard look at yourself. And that's what ended up happening to me.
Right on. Scott, I think you wrote one of the best songs ever, really, especially for those of us that are parents with arms wide open. That was written, was that your first child, right, that you wrote about?
Yeah, that was Jagger. My first son, who's now 12 years old.
Wow, how about that? So do you remember,
what did he say?
He said his son Jagger, who is now 12 years old.
Who is now 12, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because it is such a great song, and so many people can relate to it. Do you remember where you were when you wrote it, how it came about? Was it after he was born or before?
It was before he was born, and I'll never forget that place. We were in Pittsburgh I can't remember the exact name of the club, but it was a show in Pittsburgh, and Mark was fiddling around on guitar at soundcheck, and he started playing this melody, which is, you know, the guitar part for Arms Wide Open now, and I just felt inspired, man, and went up on stage, and we did what we do best. You know, we vibed off each other, and I just started singing, and then we looked at each other when it was over and said, let's do that again. That's a song. And that song was born.
Wow. That I love stories like that, man.
So it was just kind of a riff thing off the top of their heads initially, and then they turned it into something.
Mark Tremonti came up with one part. He came up with the others.
Yeah, and won a Grammy with it. Yeah. Amazing.
It's just the magic that Tremonti and I share together that you know, I've learned that I'll never find anywhere else. That's a writing relationship that was made in heaven, and I'm forever grateful for it.
Do you, can you just let us know, will you probably be doing that song on your solo acoustic tour?
Oh, most definitely.
Right
most
on.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Now,
so
he's a religious guy, too, right? I mean, is he, some of the songs had religious themes to them.
That was, it was attributed to him. I've never thought of Creed or him as a religious guy, as a what they call a Jesus freak or whatever. I don't know. I haven't.
Scott Stapp of Creed, a solo record later this year, Creed record next year. Once again, April 7th the date at Ameristar, the Bottleneck Blues Bar. You'll love that club. And Scott Stapp, a solo acoustic that night, and it's going to be great. And get your vocal cords ready, because you're going to have to try to out-sing Scott. Scott, thanks for joining us today on Casey, and we'll see you on the 7th, my friend.
Thank you for your time, brother, and I'm humbled by the response to the shows, and I look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, there you go.
With arms wide open playing in the background.
I got to admit, I always thought that he would harm himself in some way.
I did too.
Didn't you think he was setting himself up to be one of those rock stars that ended up taking their own life?
And yeah.
Hopefully not, and you know, we've certainly seen it to happen to others who we never suspected.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what's going on in a person's mind. But he seemed to be heading in that direction. Hopefully it won't happen. It's 2020. He's doing all right.
Yeah. I mean, there were crazy stories about him when he was being an alcoholic and doing whatever. And I think he had his kids taken away from him. He couldn't see his kids for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything is good now. I mean, he was 12 years old when his oldest son. So what? The kid is now like 21 years old.
Yeah.
You know, so, he's hopefully got a good relationship with him and his other children, and it's all good now. So.
All right, there you go. That's episode 91 of the Casey Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I'm Favaz, and I'll see you around.
Take care.
AMF.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.